You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
How does a New York City native of Puerto Rican descent success from In the Heights to a hip-hop about government? Composer, a playwright, creator, and actor, lyricist, singer, producer, and rapper filling up every venue and house, get a phone call from Mickey Mouse.
They call me Steamboat Willie. An OG Sorcerer's Apprentice taking over the streams. I'm a Netflix menace out of the Magic Kingdom, and I'm always on top. Give me all of your rights, and I'll guarantee you an EGOT. Lin-Manuel Miranda, you're not going to want to throw away your shot, huh?
$75 million deal in the room where it happened. From the Broadway stage to the screens, a new audience is clapping. For a revolutionary bastard, son of a whore, and a Scotsman. Screener Squad review. Tell me, what's his name again?
Alexander Hamilton.
You guys had one job. The one job.
Yay, good job. That was much better than I was expecting.
I don't even know. I may not say a thing the rest of the review. I'm just kind of stunned silent.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I love definitely need you guys to pick up your jaws. Thank you. Hold the applause.
Yeah.
Because wow. On this review, God. About a musical, Hamilton, written and directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda, we have the perfect harmony.
Should I sing? Oh.
No, I totally would be on board if you guys wanted to sing the rest of this.
No, let's not do that.
You know, I'm out. That's all I got. We have Adrian.
Yeah, hello.
DC Fanatic Hunter.
Hello. There you go. Very
good. And, of course, a critic by any other name wouldn't kick as much ass as Rose.
Hello.
Aww.
That was sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all I like
right.
that.
Yeah, well, everybody, very welcome. So glad you're here. So we're going to jump right into this because we got a full house and not much time. You know, we're doing this review like it's going to end, however the lyric goes. I'm losing it. Harmony, what's your experience with Hamilton?
Well, I already knew all about it. I had the album, knew every word. I saw it in San Antonio. Saw the traveling show in San Antonio of Hamilton, and I loved this. This was blew all of that out of the water. Like excellent. It was, yeah. I'm stunned silent by the rapping that you did earlier, but I was looking forward to this. I stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning to watch it as soon as it dropped, and So started watching at 2 o'clock, finally went to bed at 5 o'clock in the morning after working all day. So yeah, I was really committed to this.
Very cool. Adrian.
Okay. There are some things about Hamilton that are going to be brought up that they kind of glide over. And for that reason, I know there are a lot of people who do not like this musical. I'm not one of those people. I actually really, really dig this. And I do have problems with the with this version brought onto Disney Plus, but I'm going to be on the positive side of this for sure.
All right, great. And Rose?
Yeah, this was my first experience with it. Of course, I knew what it was. I'd heard of it, and I'd heard of all the acclaim and everything. I just didn't have any way to see it, and I expected to like it, you know, but I did not expect to love it as much as I did. I mean, I was hooked from the first 5 minutes. This is one of the coolest things I've seen in a while.
Very cool. And Hunter, who I think has the most praise outside of this review when we were talking, yeah?
Yeah, so I was obviously familiar with the play. This girl I was seeing at the time was just obsessed with it and wouldn't shut up about it. So I kind of had the Stranger Things syndrome where I'm like, I'm not going to watch this until I absolutely have to. And so when I heard that they're putting on Disney Plus, I was like, oh, I'm a huge fan of Lin-Manuel Miranda. I think Moana, the songs in that movie are way too catchy. Like, it's kind of absurd. And so I was like, oh, Disney Plus will have it. Cool. And I watched the first part Friday night after our Twilight Zone review, and I was really sad I couldn't finish it because I was starting to doze, you know, that head nod doze. I was like, oh, I need to stop. So I finished it yesterday. My girlfriend and I, we were just in awe of how great it is. Yes, there are some people who have problems with it. But you're wrong, so it doesn't really matter. we'll get into those. But yeah, this is awesome.
No, and I concur, pretty much echoing all of you guys. Now, this play, very long. I think it's a little bit over 3 hours, mm-hmm. but it has an intermission. That's neat.
It's a 1 minute intermission. Like, how is that?
You can pause it. I did
1 minute.
Shorter than the real-time ones we get. So, Harmony, do you have a favorite character in sequence in this play?
Oh, my gosh. No, ooh, they're all
putting
great.
Y'all on blast now.
So, you know, you, Bradley, obviously, are my favorite rapper of all time, in case you didn't know.
so but you've never heard that before, other than Hamilton and me.
Okay. Yes, exactly. I think, oh, gosh, there are... So, the second part of the... of the play, when I was just listening to the music, was never my favorite. You know, I always felt like the first half overshadowed the second half. But actually watching it and getting to see like their expressions, especially of DeVay Diggs playing Jefferson, mm-hmm. He has some of the best facial expressions that I've, you know, like drew me in to that second half of the play, which like I said before, I had just kind of, okay, yeah, this is part of the story, let's get through it so I can listen to the first half again, you know. So DeVay Diggs, whatever he does, I just think is amazing. There is a moment when they're doing right before the Reynolds pamphlet, and he goes, "My God," and I just
yes.
That right, his like, you could tell that he was like stunned, stupid, and that was all that came out, was just my God. And so I think that might have been my favorite part, is that little moment of, you know, right before Alexander Hamilton ruins his own life. So yeah,
in the eye of the storm. DeVay Diggs won a Tony for his performance in Hamilton as Marquis mm-hmm. de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson.
Good. Well deserved. Yep. Yeah. By the way,
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely,
absolutely. Yeah. Adrian, same question.
DeVay Diggs, I mean, I've been a fan of his from seeing him in movies like Blindspotting.
Same.
I somehow never knew that it was him in the in the recording of Hamilton. So finally, like, seeing him, he is fucking fantastic. He deserves whatever Tony Award he got for this. Along with that, I'll say this. I think everybody's solo performance, whenever they got their own song, was phenomenal, especially both Philippa Sue and Renee Elise Goldsberry. Mm-hmm. All the women in this musical just knock it out of the park. They are fucking phenomenal in both the way that they sing and the way that they bring such emotion to this play. I didn't think I was going to cry watching a play about history, yet here we are sobbing multiple times.
Nerd.
No, man. I
would say
just cry.
Yeah. I kind of loved everybody, but it also kind of made me realize, like, I'm not sure if Lin-Manuel Miranda is a good singer or he's just an interesting one.
Yes.
He sounds very unique, and it's enough to get by, but I'm honestly not sure if I would call him good. Leslie Odom, who I'm also a big fan of, I think he's incredible in the
Aaron Burr. In
the recorded performance. Mm-hmm. But here it seemed like I had heard that they had cut this from multiple performances that they recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And for his kind of group singing, I felt like he had a cold or something and he was trying to get over it. But when he was doing his solo songs, he was fucking amazing. That was the only kind of inconsistent thing for me.
All right, great. Rose, same question.
Yeah, for me, the David Diggs was absolutely the game MVP of the whole thing. Sorry, Lin-Manuel. everything that he did, every movement that he made was just magical to watch. And I guess as far as like favorite songs, it's really kind of hard to pick, but Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story is probably mine.
Oh, very good. Excellent song. And Hunter.
Yeah, so I, same thing as far as the praise for David Diggs. He just brings it when he makes that switch to being Thomas Jefferson. I just thought it was, I mean, not like he was bad before, but you really see him just elevate, and he's incredible. I'm a little upset that no one has shown love for the best character, which is my only complaint. I wanted more King George, because Jonathan Groff is amazing. Oh. He's so good, and he has not the best song, but probably my favorite. I'm paraphrasing the line, but where he goes, you know, I'll kill everyone you know to remind you of my love. I was like, Jesus Christ, okay, like that's very bleak, but and then just harmonizes all sweetly. He's incredible. I need his outfit too. He's great.
With his model walk.
Yeah, it's just on point. But I think my favorite character, even more so in King George, was Philippa Sue as Eliza. She was, when she sings a song about
changing the narrative.
Yeah, that song. I was calling one of you a nerd earlier for crying. That's when the waterworks. I was like, oh god! Like I just lost. Like I was ugly crying. Like I was 12 years a slave crying. I was like, oh my god! Like it was bad. But I thought overall, as far as a character, she was the one I was the most invested in, and the one that I was really rooting on. And the song that they sing when they, you know, get back together, it's so sweet, but not, the unimaginable, you know,
yeah.
Yeah, it's so well done, start to finish. And the big thing about this play that it really deserves a lot of credit for, because I don't think plays do this enough, it really showcases the ensemble, especially in the credits, because a lot of times you just get, you know, like a text thing of, oh, this person was in there, this person, but they really go out of their way to actually show them, which I went, okay, thank you for actually making, you know, for actually giving them their credit, because the ensemble here is incredible in every song, and it's kind of scary how well choreographed just every movement is. Yeah, it's incredibly well done.
The woman who plays the bullet, who's in the ensemble, watch her, because she does this incredible, she's almost like the angel of death. And yeah. I know this to kind of go into like really like deep, you know, what's the word? Like when we delve into the story, like she's like the first person to really die who's not Hamilton's mom or cousin. And she literally like dies several times throughout the show. She gets her neck snapped right after King George sings, and then she's this bullet is just kind of going throughout the play, where it's like it's missing Hamilton. It's you know, she's just like this specter of death, and she's amazing. And she does the whole last movement right before Hamilton dies, you know, spoiler alert, is just incredible to watch. Like, she's the whoever they picked for the ensemble, they really went through a lot of conscious decisions and just, I think it was one of the best ensemble I'd ever seen.
Well, let's pause this review so I can watch it again, because right? I did not notice any of that. That's amazing.
Yeah. Like, she's like the angel of death. It's like, if you watch it going into that, like, if you just watch this, she's the African-American woman. I can't remember her name right now, but she is so good.
Yeah, absolutely. And this whole stage is on, like, several rotations. It literally rotates.
Rotates.
Everyone has so many marks they need to hit for it to be flawless, and somehow they do, and it's an impossible feat to behold with the eyes. The song piece, I believe it was called The Rewind, Renee mm-hmm. Elise Goldsberry sings that. That looked absolutely impossible to me, and yet it happened, so I was so happy. Yeah. I'm a super stagey nerd as a spectator. Of course, I'm not a performer myself. But I loved watching that, and I watched that a couple of times. I was crying because it was sad. I was crying because of the overwhelming emotion of how relatable it is to be in love with someone that you're not going to be in love with. I was overpowered by the fact they actually pull it off so effortlessly, which it isn't effortlessly. I can't even say the word. And
try rapping it. Bit.
maybe later to myself.
And I just wanted to mention something that I noticed, like, at the very end of the play, when we're, you know, Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story, when they're talking about Eliza. And when I saw the stage production in San Antonio, I thought it was Hamilton who was taking her hand at the end and showing her, you know, the audience. Watching it on the actual original cast on yes. Disney Plus, I think it's Lin-Manuel Miranda himself who's taking Eliza by him, so I'm telling your story. And yeah. That's the reason why she's so overwhelmed at the end. And that's, I'm crying, like, the whole time. Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, this is beautiful. You know, that's, it's like, it's terrible. Yeah, that is not Hamilton at the end who's taking her hand. That is actually Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, because there's a moment after he's already been on stage where she kind of looks around and sees him, and he very visibly gives her a tearful but silent hi, like he says hi to her, so that, yeah, that could be Lin-Manuel Miranda saying hi to this person.
Yeah.
There's probably a subreddit about this.
Yes.
I mean, that's fair. I want to give a quick shout out to, I believe it was Paul Tazewell, who's a costume designer, because... oh my god, the costumes. Like, I'm a big theater nerd, and the costume design and the set design was just chef's kiss. It was just perfect. Like, every time I saw, you know, even the ensemble. Like, the ensemble's costumes were so well done and fit exactly what they needed to be doing in that scene. And I just really was sitting there in awe, because I really was sitting there looking for something to complain about, because, you know, that is our job. And right. I kind of was getting frustrated, because I'm like, there's nothing. Like, I mean, yeah, I want more, like, I want more King George. That's really my only genuine, and that's just more of a preference. I just, you know, kind of like Jojo Rabbit. I could use more Hitler, could use more King George.
Oneofus.com.
Yeah, right. But it's so expertly crafted, and the songs are all so catchy. I don't know about you guys. I had a really hard time knocking down what my favorite song was. I mean, on instinct, I almost want to go My Shot, but that almost seems, you know, like a cop-out. So I would say I thought Right Hand Man was amazing, because we didn't talk about George Washington yet. I never thought I'd be hyped for George Washington to be introduced in this song. but when I heard, I was like, oh, son of a bitch. Oh, that's right. You're here. Like, cool. Like, let's see what you've got. And Christopher Jackson, who played George Washington, played him incredibly well. Mm-hmm. The whole concept of this play, though, is so insane. Like, you think about a hip-hop version of this historical event, you go, that sounds stupid, there's no way that could work. And yet, this is probably a way you should actually be teaching kids that actually mm-hmm. sticks. I was like, oh, yeah, if we did this for everything, people would actually probably be more interested in history. So just let Lin-Manuel Miranda just do whatever he wants. Let him rewrite
everything. He's got carte moon blanche landing. To do whatever he wants.
Yeah, moon landing play. Like, why not?
The first man hip hop rap battle. Adrian, let's go into final thoughts, starting with you, good sir.
Final thoughts. So this is just as good as you've ever heard it, but also it's not perfect, I wouldn't say. I was a little disappointed with Leslie Odom. I felt like his performance was a bit inconsistent. But in terms of watching Hamilton, even if you have been able to see it live, if you've been lucky enough to actually go to a stage production of it, this is the best way to see it. This is in 4K. They have every angle that you need, and you're able to see everything on stage at once. The recording is perfect. The audio is fantastic. This is sound. If you have the sound system for it and the TV for it, this is going to feel like an event. And because it is, it's this genius that was done by, it seems like, one person. Like, this is all Lin-Manuel Miranda's baby. And you can see it all unfurl on stage because everybody does a fantastic job at bringing it to life. I don't have a lot of complaints other than I start to not dislike, but there are less songs I like in the second half than there is in the first half. And if it were up to me watching this again, I might forward through a couple of them.
And but you can,
aside from that, yeah. I'm sorry, go on.
No, I said you can on Disney Plus.
Exactly.
Nice.
And I feel like if you love hip hop, you're not, that doesn't automatically mean you're gonna love this musical. This is definitely a musical with hip-hop influences more than it is a hip-hop musical. In terms of saying, like, it's pretty safe, but it does feel like a musical. You have to like musicals to want to watch this. I don't know, I really don't have a lot of problems with it. And I mean, if you're listening to this review thinking everyone's gonna say they like it, sorry, but yeah, because it fucking rocks. I'm going to give this 5 times I got up to get some popcorn while watching this out of 5.
Ooh.
Very nice. Rose, let's hear your final thoughts.
This, like I said in the beginning, I didn't expect to love it as much as I would, just because I'm not typically a big fan of Broadway musicals. Having seen it now, I have to say it absolutely does live up to all the hype, all the acclaim. It's exceptionally well done. I agree that it's not perfect, but just the absolute level of talent that went into this is mind-blowing. Everyone needs to see this, I think, because this is something truly, truly special. And I give it 9 rooms where it happened out of 10.
Very good. Hunter.
Yeah, don't listen to Adrian, don't listen to Rose. It's perfect. bottom line, like it's so goddamn good. And
I gave it 5 out of 5.
Yeah, I know. I'm giving you shit because it's fun, Adrian. But I would just like to point out, because I like ripping on this website, IGN gave this an 8, but they gave The Last Jedi a 9.7. So I'll let you draw your own conclusion on that. this movie is just top to bottom. It's chock full of talent, whether it's the writing, whether it's the way it's produced, whether it's the people who are actually carrying out the portrayals of these characters. We talked about off mic, there is that notion, that concept of having people who, you know, own slaves being played by people of color, which is a other discussion you could get into that we won't for this, but it's incredibly well done. And instead of spending, you know, hundreds of dollars to see this on Broadway, which, I mean, I gladly would, you can see it in the comfort of your own home, and it feels like an event if you have a good sound setup. Everyone in this movie should be commended for the performance they brought to this, so I'm gonna give this 10 ways to get shot while you put your gun in the air out of 10.
Well, harmony.
Yeah, it's Disney magical. It's so good. I saw a stage performance of it in San Antonio in like kind of nosebleed $20 seats. For that amount of money to see all of their intricate and subtle, you know, facial expressions,
yeah,
well worth it. I feel like this is like a good thing to do often, to watch it like every year if it's around, you know, that kind of thing. Like I downloaded it to my phone. Like I'm gonna watch it forever. But I'm a big fan of musicals. I'm also a big fan of hip hop. So it's, you know, to me it was just kind of this perfect melding of the two. But it is definitely a musical. So if you don't like musicals, you're not gonna like it. So I mean, it's just how it is. But for me, I'm gonna give it a 10 out of 10 shots fired.
For me, very musical biased. So I loved this. I adored everything about the innovation of the stage. The performances were amazing. 3 Tonys were given to the actors. Lin-Manuel picked up a couple for composing and directing, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that I actually learned something about history. Now, I grew up in the United States in that public school system. I thought the Revolutionary War was won when George Washington and Jesus crossed the Delaware to punch King George.
Yeah, and Ronald Reagan was on a unicorn and saved the day.
Yes. Yep. Free markets.
So this, and I could feel for the historians that are like, meh, yeah, not like that. There were no chorus lines in Congress. So, and they can have a point with that. But I love that so many people are going to watch this, love the music, and think, I think I'm going to read about these people. And Eliza, Alexander, Angelica, Lafayette, you know, that's Lafayette. Probably blowing a lot of minds that Lafayette existed. So this is a 10 out of 10, la da 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 dee da 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 from me.
Nice. I'm so happy you made that.
You know, Hunter, I know you love King George. I just wish someone would have given him a fucking napkin.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's spittle.
I don't know why they zoomed
it's
in.
It's a projector. He's projecting.
That was
so
grotesque.
You know what? That was intensity, okay? That's how bloodthirsty.
Felt like it added
was.
To it.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a weird way, it kind of did. So they're doing that live. Disney's doing that live action Robin Hood remake, Lord Knows Why. But if there's anyone who should play Prince John, it should be Jonathan Groff. Just saying. Like, he's practically Prince John anyway. But.
Oh, absolutely. I'd see that. Did you guys want to sing us out?
With what?
Bradley, how about we do Straight Outta Compton to go ahead and leave? You start.